You're listening to Morning Edition on WBSU. I'm Mel DeYoung. There's been a bit of a paradox for hospitals in the COVID era. As medical needs related to the pandemic have grown, other less essential services were put under stress. Hospitals in many places have been feeling the financial pain, but it's hitting worse in rural America. For our America Amplified project, reporter Min Xian takes us to one town in the northern tier of Pennsylvania where cuts at a local hospital have residents fearful for the community's well-being.
Kathy Masak doesn't want to live in a community without robust medical care, but her local hospital has been downsizing for years, and she says it's affecting her family.
They took their maternity ward away last year, and my granddaughter had to go to Olean, which is 35, 40 minutes away, in an emergency situation to deliver that baby. I was panicking the whole time going over there to see her.
Masak lives in rural McKean County, where the Bradford Regional Medical Center is about to lose even more, its entire acute care and surgical department. Ann Hardy was the director of the emergency department there before retiring from 3 decades of service. She saw the hospital's heyday.
We had a lot of young doctors, surgeons, medical guys, all starting their career. There was, I was impressed with the amount of young people in practice. And then what they were doing, like we had robust services, surgery, they were doing like triple A repair.
But as more people moved away and recruiting medical professionals got more difficult, cuts came faster. Bradford Regional merged with Olean General Hospital across the New York state line in 2018. The following year, the OBGYN department was cut. And then the pandemic hit.
I'll tell you, COVID killed us. I mean, we were seeing like 52 patients a day averaging. And then COVID came and our volumes dropped in half. And that just really hurt the bottom line for so many hospitals.
Starting in May, the hospital in Bradford will be left with just 10 inpatient beds.
It's like a death by a thousand cuts.
Rural hospitals across the country have been facing struggles like this for years. Low patient volumes due to population loss plagues rural providers financially. According to one study since 2010, more than 130 rural hospitals have closed in the U.S. Bradford's hospital is run by Upper Allegheny Health System. President and CEO Jeff Zawi says the cuts boil down to basic supply and demand. On top of that, the health system lost about $23 million in revenue last year because of COVID-19.
We lost a lot of revenue from shutting down those services that you can't get back. So it certainly expedited things and pushed the need to do it sooner. But like I said, we needed to make an adjustment anyway.
Many in the community don't see it that way. State Representative Martin Kosser says his phone has been ringing off of the hook with complaints.
It's hard to believe that we're actually discussing this in the middle of a pandemic when we're talking about medical hospital resources and making sure that we have resources to take care of patients.
Kosser started a petition asking the health system to reconsider. More than 4,600 people signed it. And it's more than just healthcare. The hospital is the third largest employer in the county. Lifelong Bradford resident Sandra Husbeth says the decision is a big detriment to the area.
It isn't just the healthcare, it is the welfare of our whole community. It is essential that we keep our healthcare system here, or everything's, I think, going to go down the tubes.
But outside onlookers say these cuts may be necessary and could help avoid a worse fate. Lisa Davis is the director of the Pennsylvania Office of Rural Health.
I would say, conversely, that having a hospital that has changed its capacity, gone down to 10 beds or 12 beds or whatever it might be, and is moving some services to the larger health system, is actually one way to make sure that that hospital can stay there in that facility, because it then becomes more financially viable to keep it there.
But will cuts to the hospital create a vicious cycle, pushing more people to move away? Ann Hardy, the recently retired ER director, says yes. She's decided to move away when her husband joins her in retirement because of access to health care.
As much as I love my little hospital, I don't even know what the future holds for it. And I've got to go where the services will be there for me when I need them. The problem is, as small hospitals go away, there goes your community. Like, do you want to move to a community that doesn't have a hospital?
For America Amplified, I'm Min Shan.
America Amplified is a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It focuses on grassroots community engagement.